This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we had this headline that surfaced the other day where 1 in 5 Americans have an STD, STI, we're calling them now, sexually transmitted illness. We don't like to use the word disease anymore. It's not politically correct. So they have a sexually transmitted illness. Why illness? Well, because there's possible cures for some of these. Chlamydia, trichomoniasis, gonorrhea. And so when I heard 1 in 5 Americans, I didn't believe it. I'm like, really, 20% of the population is walking around with an STD, 20%. And the reason why I didn't believe it is because I actually think it's higher. And from my patient practice, I don't have my personal practice anymore in Southern Nevada. I see patients throughout the United States doing telemedicine. And I can't tell you how many times people are calling in saying, I have a UTI. Men and women alike. I have a UTI. And I'm like, okay, why do you think you have a UTI? Well, it burns when I pee. Have you had any recent sexual activity? Yep, that's why I have a UTI. Well, UTIs can happen after sexual activity because bacteria move. A lot of activity down there will kind of move the bacteria into certain orifices that it probably shouldn't be and can cause an infection. But why isn't the burning that you have an STD or an STI? And I'll say, look, you know, I think you need to get tested for sexually transmitted illness. No, that's fine. No, it's not that. I know it's definitely not that. Why not? Well, because she's been my girlfriend for years. She's been my boyfriend for years. I'm married. Well, how many people married, right, are with somebody who cheats? So, you know, my concern over the last few years of my doing telemedicine is people calling in saying I have a UTI and getting an antibiotic for UTI over the phone prevents them from going in and getting tested. Now, what did we do before telemedicine? Well, you know, if you had a UTI, you would have to pee in a cup. If you were a male with a UTI, we probably would also send you to a urologist because dudes don't usually get UTIs. It's rare, very rare for a dude to get a UTI. So we'll get a urine sample. If the urine came back where the culture was completely normal, a good medical office would say, you know what, come back in. You had some burning when you peed, and there was no evidence of an infection. Let's figure this out. If somebody was sexually active, we would just automatically run a gonorrhea and chlamydia test. Well, we're not doing that anymore. People are calling in and getting medication. Now, mind you, telemedicine platforms do have guidances, and if at all we think it's an STI, you don't get treated over the phone. However, people are pretty adamant, and they want their antibiotic. We talked about how when Z-Packs came out in the 90s, people were asking for Z-Packs left and right, and they were claiming they had bronchitis. Well, how many of them had bronchitis, which, by the way, Z-Packs are not an appropriate treatment for bronchitis, but how many of them were trying to treat their gonorrhea or chlamydia with a gram of azithromycin? So with this study here, these were results coming out from the CDC, and they found that 68 million people, well, in the year 2018, there were about 68 million people that had, there was a prevalence, they estimated, of having an STD. Sorry, my computer went down, so I don't have the exact numbers. But 68 million, when you take that percentage from 360 million people in the United States, that's 1 in 5. So that's where the headline came from, 20%. And if you look at 50% of the new cases, 50% of the cases in 2018 were in the age group 15 to 24. Now, why are 15-year-olds getting STDs? Well, because they're having sex. Now kids are having sex younger. Middle school students are already doing second, third base type things. I still don't know what second and third base is. So I don't really know the, I mean, I think I know the difference, but nobody really ever explained it to me. I just knew that I shouldn't even get on the field, okay? I was like, I don't want God mad at me. I'm going to be a good girl. So I didn't even care about, you know, I might have flirted with the catcher, maybe flirted with the, you know, shortstop a little bit, made fun of the coach, but I really never got on the field at that age. So where's condoms? What's going on with the whole condom situation? By the way, the most common STD was HPV. It still is. Human papillomavirus is the most common sexually transmitted illness. And what's really interesting about that is we have a vaccine for it. We have a vaccine for human papillomavirus. We have been giving the vaccine for about 20 years now. And why is HPV still one of the most prevalent of the sexually transmitted illnesses? I think herpes came next. I apologize, my computer is down. Then there was the, after herpes, I believe there was trichomoniasis. We had the gonorrheas and chlamydias. HIV was a little lower. And I'm sorry, I'm going to get this data as soon as I can. So, question to everybody is, are we using condoms? Is condoms just an impractical, bandage on a, oh yeah, I'm, you know, being careful is, oh yeah, I used a condom. Are people really wearing them? I've been married, so we haven't seen condoms. Well, we see condoms now because for some reason the kids, I don't know why they have them. They better not have them for the reasons I think they do. But, so every now and then I'll see a condom and that's why. But I mean, I've been married and it's nice not to have to use condoms. It's really, really nice. So is it that they don't work? Is it that people aren't being instructed how to wear them? Remember the CDC a couple years ago had to say, do not reuse a condom? They had to actually make it a point to teach everybody how not to mess up with your condom by reusing it. So HPV, herpes came in second, trichomoniasis, then chlamydia, then came HIV, then gonorrhea, then syphilis, then hepatitis, sexually transmitted hepatitis. So that was the range of the prevalence of it. We're going to be talking about the history of the condom in a little bit. But we've been telling everybody we use condoms. We don't tell people to abstain. We stopped doing that years ago because we didn't want to alienate people and we didn't want to stereotype people who might have been having sex. But if it's 2021 now and we have data from 2018 where 20% of the population has an STI, maybe we're going about the whole condom topic wrong. Maybe we need to tell people, especially 15-year-olds, to abstain. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know about you all, but I'm watching the news and I'm hearing about all the spending that's being planned. And I keep asking myself, who's going to pay for this? I mean, where is the cost-cutting measures? How are we going to pay for, you know, all the COVID vaccines and all the COVID testing? If we're going to be spending money, please get us N95 masks. I'm sick of, here we are a year later, not having masks that can work against the virus. Still, there's not enough for healthcare workers or the public to have access to. So if you're going to spend all that money, I mean, you might as well spend, you know, the money on something that I think can help curb COVID, but Biden, we're going to be talking about in a little bit, President Biden is going to start reopening the Obamacare marketplaces. There's going to be more Medicaid reforms and more, I guess, push to a more, you know, government-run healthcare system. So people ask, you know, where's the money coming from? So I want to start, you know, addressing things that are costing us a lot of money and try to limit them. So we opened the show with 20% of our population having a sexually transmitted illness. We are being told that the cost analysis, according to Helio, is $16 billion in lifetime medical costs. $13.7 billion is attributed to HIV. Additionally, $755 million dollars of these medical costs were attributed to HPV, and we're vaccinating for HPV. Why is just in the last couple years, we're still at the nearly billion-dollar spending mark for HPV? $1 billion was spent on syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. Syphilis, don't you think by now we would have already addressed it? 60% of the combined cost for syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia were in people aged 15 to 24. So Dr. Jonathan Merman, MD, director of CDC's National Center for HIV, AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention, said the burden of STIs is staggering. At a time when STIs are at an all-time high, they have fallen out of the national conversation. Oh, I brought it up. I think one reason why we have STI issues is because of the legalization of marijuana. Now, mind you, I voted for the legalization of marijuana. I've been very open about that because I wanted it studied. I didn't want our police force bogged down with dealing with misdemeanors or arrests that had to do with marijuana. So I wanted it studied so we could look at it for seizure prevention and, you know, whatever other anecdotal evidence we've had. I wanted to see actual studies that would be able to look at it. And unfortunately, having it illegal in most states kind of prohibited a lot of those studies. So it will become legalized. I'm sure that, you know, President Biden is going to move towards that. There's a huge push. But unfortunately, I think many people started to get a little lax, especially with condom use. And so I really attribute, when you start to look at the rise of STIs, sexually transmitted illnesses rose and very similarly had the same pattern as the marijuana legalization and the youth using marijuana. I had written an article on this back in 2018. And when you look at the rise in gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis, it seems to parallel the same rise of marijuana use. So it makes sense. You know, people get high. You want to put on a condom? Nah, I'm not worried. Are you worried? I'm not worried. Peace. You know, you don't have that. Okay, you know what? We have to be really, really careful. I don't want to get pregnant. I don't want to get an STI. You know, I don't know what's happening with my medical insurance. So what we need to do is make sure that we use condoms. And you aren't going to have that sort of, you know, anxiety about getting an STI if you're under the influence of marijuana or alcohol. People ask, have STIs increased during the COVID pandemic? We're not going to have the results. If we just now, from the CDC, got results from 2018, we're still a year or two at least off to see what happened during this year. And like I said, people are using telemedicine. They're calling telemedicine. They're not going to say, yeah, I have an STI. They're going to say, yeah, I think I have an infection, but only this medicine will work. I know when they are concerned about an STI because they're bringing up medication that we use to treat STIs. Now, if you really thought you had a bladder infection, then you'd be willing to try whatever the doctor recommended. But when they specifically say, I need this, you start to wonder what they're treating. And I'm sorry, with billions of dollars being spent, our tax-paying dollars on this, I think people need a refresher when it comes to condoms and when it comes to, you know, maybe abstinence. And I know, I just don't understand why everybody is panicked about teaching abstinence in school. You could still teach about condoms. You could still explain barrier methods. You could explain all that, but why isn't anybody saying, look, if you guys don't have to have sex, don't? Now, how do you tell a teenager they don't have to have sex? very easily. I'm seeing some very, very smart kids, and I don't think they're giving me a story, but I was starting to see a population in the Gen Z age group of, you know, I don't think it's worth it. And I think the Me Too movement might have pivoted a lot of attitudes towards sex, because even though people want that, I don't know, 3-minute or 5-minute episode, girls think it's going to be like the movies where it's all night long and, you know, there's music in the background. And no, usually with young boys, it's kind of pretty quick. So those who have experienced sex, I think, had been underwhelmed. They expected it to be the most amazing thing. The average young girl doesn't enjoy sex because their average partner doesn't really know what it is that they need. And so they go through the experience pretty underwhelmed. And so I think many young people are starting to think, well, you know, is this worth it? And some of them were very afraid of the Me Too movement, and somebody 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later saying, you attacked me. And they're like, no, we both made out, and then we moved on to, there was no attack. So I think there are a group of youth that are starting to take a look at the practicality of having sex. But unfortunately, if 45.5% of the individuals that had an STI were in the 15 to 24 age group, that was 11.9 million people of all incident infections or new occurrence STIs. Somebody didn't get the memo. So condoms. Well, we called condoms rubber, like for years, because the first rubber was developed in the 1850s thanks to Charles Goodyear and the vulcanization of rubber. So we were able to make the condom that we know today with technology from Charles Goodyear. Yeah, Goodyear tires. And since the 1850s, that's when we started to see condoms that we recognize. However, condoms were used for centuries. Tortoise shells, sheep intestine, animal bladders, horns. People used horns. You know how painful that would have been? They used silk sheaths, even gold. I wrote an article on this. If you want to go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Twitter at drdahlia or Facebook, there's a condom that has a gold piece top. It's actually beautiful. There's a picture of it. It's a rare gland condom from Asia Minor, they say, created during the Bronze Age and made of silver and gold, a silver and gold condom. Still looks painful. 16th century, syphilis began to spread rapidly, so Gabriel Fallopio devised a linen sheath to be tied to the male organ. When tested on 1,100 men, none contracted syphilis. So they had been doing studies in the 16th century. Now, Fallopio, we know today as the grandfather or the father of the fallopian tube. So women and our fallopian tubes are named after Fallopio. So condom use did become controversial because some people believed it promoted immoral behavior. Then animal skin became popular, but then users complained that the condom kept falling off. So when Charles Goodyear patented the vulcanization of rubber, vulcanization is the heating of rubber with chemicals like sulfur to make it stronger, more elastic, more bendy. First condom was created in 1855. By the 1950s, Durex added lubrication to the condom, and by the 1980s, spermicidal gel was included. So everybody inspect the condom first for breaks, leaks, and tears. Unroll the condom before putting it on. Make sure there's some space at the tip. Put it on before intercourse. Leave it on until after intercourse, and please don't turn it inside out or reuse it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Tuesday barred the U.S. government from enforcing President Biden's 100-day deportation moratorium. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, saying the change could harm the state. CoreCivic and Geo Group, two of the largest U.S. private prison companies in the United States, could lose about $1 billion a year between them under new limits on the sector from President Biden. Biden's current order to dissolve applies to the Justice Department's federal contracts with private prisons. The order does not apply to the Department of Homeland Security and therefore not to ICE facilities. The scheduled retrial of an Oregon defendant, Pedro Sanchez, who was accused of committing a brutal hammer attack on Heather Fawcett, has been dropped, with the defendant to walk free. The key witness in the case said she won't testify without wearing a face mask. The defendant's defense team had insisted on Sanchez's right to meet his accuser face-to-face. USA Radio News. The American right to bear arms is being practiced a lot, according to recent sales. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are that have been purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a medical student, I was very, very fortunate with a lot of my training. And one of the reasons why is I trained in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I also trained in L.A. So I was in some pretty big, diverse cities, and there weren't a lot of other doctors or residents, and it was all hands on deck. So as a medical student, I was required to do a lot more than I thought a medical student would, because there weren't enough doctors. We were really understaffed in Las Vegas. In fact, it was interesting. In L.A., I got a lot of experiences, but I did more hands-on. I delivered more babies. I was involved in more surgeries as a medical student, and we were busy. We were exhausted. And 36-hour shifts probably added to the number of cases I took care of. We would admit anywhere from 10 to 12 people a night, and that was on average. and, you know, would take care of people in the hallways. We would deliver babies in the hallway if there were no rooms. It was a very, very busy time because the city was exploding. And again, there weren't enough hospitals. Our hospital beds numbers still haven't grown to the size that I think our populations need, especially in light of the pandemic. But because of my medical student experience, I was able to do so much that when I was a resident, well, after 1 year of residency training, I was able to work in an ER. I had so much experience that I was able to take on patients in an ER setting that I never thought I would. And so as medical school has progressed, I've noticed that some of the training has differed, right? They've gotten rid of the 36-hour shifts. They've changed the ways they do call, which I support because you're really not learning anything, you know, hour 34. You're barely awake. You're just a body working. I mean, I delivered babies half asleep. You know, am I really learning? A medical student's job is to learn. You want medical students to learn. That's, you know, yes, you need them to help, but we're not supposed to be cheap labor. We're supposed to be there to learn and get practice. And unfortunately, with the way it ends up being, you as a student and then an intern, you know, and then a resident, you're basically, you know, you save, in a way, hospitals money because you're doing the work of a doctor and they don't have to pay doctor salary. So when I hear people complaining of internships at Google and I hear, you know, yeah, you know, we have to work 12 hours. I like 12 hours. My average day, my average morning is 12 hours. I don't want to hear it. So it was a great experience. I really love my school. I really love where I've trained. I loved my patients. I love the hospital I worked at. I think I performed some of the best medicine when I was a resident because of the training I got. So medical students now, and we have a variety of different medical students. You know, you have the allopathic medical students and the osteopathic medical students. The medical students over time had to take an extra licensing board, or they had to take an extra exam. So whereas as a medical student for me, I had to take the USMLE step 1, 2, and 3. We had to take 1, 2, and 3. They added in the medical allopathic realm something called the step 2 CS, which is a clinical skills, kind of a practical. See, doctors used to have that practicals. In fact, my husband for chiropractic school had a practical. We didn't have to have a practical when we were younger. But then again, if you're seeing 60 patients a day, there's, you know, doing 12 admits overnight on top of that. There's, you know, I think your attending can assess your clinical skills pretty easily there. But the board, the USMLE, decided to have a clinical skills test. The NBOME for the osteopathic students also have, it's called the Complex 2 PE for practical skills. And what's kind of interesting about this test is any medical student has to then be assessed and weighted against other students to see how they manage a heart case and a GI case. With the allopathic medical students, they have a telemedicine case, maybe a dermatology case, maybe a psychological case, maybe an intervention case. And they want to see how medical students communicate with the patient, if they take a proper history, if they form a proper differential, if they form a plan. Osteopathic medical students, on top of what the allopathic students have to do, also have to perform OMM. They have to perform osteopathic manipulative medicine to show that they are adept in that as well. So the practical exams was kind of welcomed by some of the older doctors because they were like, you know what? Yeah, you know, if they are don't have as busy a training as we did, you know, because now there's more residents and more students and more hospitals. You know, it is good to assess somebody's ability to do physical, you know, a physical exam. However, others, especially the students, didn't really like the test because they're very expensive. They have to travel. It's a artificial scenario. You know, it's not real life like, okay, let's run a code. It's, you know, we'll talk to them about smoking cessation. And then you have to type a note in like 9 minutes or 10 minutes, and typing a note that quickly, it's, you know, you'll do your documentation when you do your documentation. So there were some things that were tested that a lot of the students kind of didn't like. You know, for me, I was like, you know what? The more training the student gets, the better. Personally, if I was running any program, it would be, I would want to see a checklist of adequate, and we're talking not just one, but adequate competency in putting in a catheter, in putting in a central line, in intubating somebody, in delivering babies. But I don't think a lot of that has been done because there's a lot of variety in medical schools and training where some students get through their whole training without delivering one baby. Right? Some don't get to intubate, and I think that needs to be addressed. So with COVID, what happened recently is on the allopathic, the MD student side, they said we're done with the clinical skills practical exam. You know, we had to put it off because of COVID, and it just, you know, they were going to put it off and try to come up with a way to keep people safe, and they said, you know what, nope, we're done. And that test has been around since 2004. So for 16 years, they did a test to test practical skills, but they decided, no. And, you know, I kind of support that decision because if you can't find actors that feel comfortable, you know, being in a room without social distancing, then, I see how logistically it's difficult. But my issue is the reason why I support it is I think a student needs to display their competency, not just on, you know, okay, you know, so you're having chest pain or, oh, we need to get you to quit smoking. I want to see a student run a code. I want to see a student deliver a baby. I want to see a student help somebody who's choking. I want to see a student know how to, you know, address a public health issue and know how to report it and, you know, or to deal with a suicidal patient. I want to see that. And because, you know, that's real life and that's a little bit more, you know, here and now. But one thing that is an issue, and some of you had asked me at the start of COVID, because some medical students had their, some medical schools had their students back at the end of May. Some had their students back by June. They said the majority of medical schools were going to be back, having their students, you know, back in the hospitals by July, August. And, you know, we're hearing that there's still medical students throughout the country still learning virtually. And that is a concern, right? You know, virtual Zoom meetings are great. Telehealth, it's a fantastic field of medicine. But we need, students only have very little time. They only have months to their education left. And during the COVID pandemic, we, you know, schools want to keep their students safe, and I get that, and maybe students wanted to be safe. But the average student I know was like, can I get in there and learn? I want to see these patients. I want to help. And I think what happened is a lot of the medical systems were overwhelmed that they just needed the students to step aside. And I'm picking up, I talk to physicians going, look, can you take students? Because students call me saying, look, I need somebody to rotate with. So I'll talk to doctors saying, can you take a student? They're like, no, I just can't deal with that now. Can't deal with that now. These students need to be trained. They are going to be your doctor in 2-3 years. So I agree with what the board did, you know, but I think there's some inconsistencies on how students are getting trained throughout the country, and students need to be all hands on deck, and they need to learn, and they need to have access to real patients right now, not virtual. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have seen some interesting changes to the stock market. Some of you have made a lot of money because of the pharmaceutical stocks. Some of you may have made a lot of money because of telemedicine stocks. Some of you have made a lot of money because you invested in Amazon before the coronavirus pandemic. I didn't. I didn't invest in Amazon. Tesla went up ridiculously. Tesla just doubled. I made a little bit of money on Tesla, but I thought it was overpriced. Sold it before it went up again. But the stock market, you just can't, what you have to do with the stock market, I've learned, is we're ahead, but you have to be patient, and you have to realize that you're not always going to buy when it's low. You're not always going to buy it at its lowest. You're not always going to be able to buy or sell at its highest. And if in the long run you do well, it's a game.
But, you know, it's interesting. The vaccine rollout and the vaccine purchases that we're being told, I noticed that you're not really seeing the stock market follow as you think you would. And I sometimes use the stock market as an indicator of what is really happening in the world, because I think there's a lot of people with insider information. And so, you know, President Joe Biden announced a series of measures, right, in his COVID fight, and he is going to purchase 200 million more vaccine doses. And I believe he wants to do that. I believe he is going to make the purchase. But as you can see, stocks fell today. And I think there is a reality that doesn't get conveyed in the media that, you know, life isn't going back to normal this spring, that everybody's not going to be vaccinated by the summer. And so when I bring up the stock market, it's not because I want you guys to make a lot of money. I'm not really good at giving people stock tips. I mean, I told you guys about investing in telemedicine. I was right about that. You know, I was, you know, talked to you guys about investing in Pfizer and Moderna early on, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. But I notice that I really use the stock market as an indicator of what is really happening in real life. And companies don't have the money or the time to guess. And if they feel, and they do the research, that the economy's not going to come back by the spring or summer, you're going to see that reflect in the stock market. If, you know, hospitals and medical centers are like, all right, yeah, I get, you know, Joe Biden's going to be buying the, you know, putting the purchase order in, but for the vaccines to actually make it to our country and get rolled out, that's a whole nother story. You're also going to see the lack of enthusiasm within the stock market. So that's why I pay attention to that. Because if you've noticed, it's been very unpredictable. So I don't know if you remember, when Obama had won the election, the stock market had dropped a lot originally. And I think it's because people were concerned that there was going to be a lot of restrictions on corporations and a lot of, capital gains taxes, things like that. You know, a lot of, changes that would have affected the investing world. So when Biden, people were talking about stocks, and when Joe Biden was presumed to win, we thought the same thing would happen with the stock market. Instead, it went up. Now, why did it go up? Well, some people think it's because they thought maybe his approach to COVID or his approach to clean energy would have probably made the stock market work. And interestingly, telemedicine stocks jumped. We saw a small bump in travel stock. We saw, a huge bump in the marijuana, in the electric car. And that's why Tesla jumped. Even though Tesla had not been a fan of California, wanted to move to Texas. Tesla, Elon Musk, that is, you know, in terms of the space program, you would think that Elon Musk, you know, favored more a Trump presidency. Didn't matter. Tesla skyrocketed. So I think it's because there are certain realities. And I use the stock market to reflect that. So here we have President Joe Biden announcing he is going to purchase 200 million more vaccine doses and push for increased distribution to states by millions of doses next week. I think it's a powerful statement. Kudos to the president. I like the fact that, you know, we have, people at the helm that want to make sure that the public is vaccinated. But, you know, this quote-unquote wartime undertaking isn't all talk. We are looking at what's happening in Europe, and Europe is like, where's our vaccines? They've even threatened stopping exports of the vaccines from the companies that are making them so that they get theirs. If the vaccine is made in their country or continent, they have a right to, you know, have access to it if they purchase them. We even talked about yesterday how there might be even lawsuits because the European Union purchased vaccines and they haven't gotten them yet. So when we hear that President Biden is going to buy 100 million more doses of Pfizer biotech and 100 million more from Moderna, then, you know, that's great news, but Pfizer stock dropped 2.45% as of now. Why? He's going to buy doses from Pfizer. The stock should have skyrocketed. Moderna stock went up. Moderna stock continues to go up. But the stock should have skyrocketed. Why not? Maybe it's because, you know, maybe there's something that Pfizer knows that we don't know. The new purchase is supposed to increase the planned COVID-19 vaccine supply from 400 million to 600 million. Where's the shots, though? Now, we need to vaccinate every American. If we're doing the two-shot regimen, we need 700 million shots, assuming nobody drops any, assuming none get affected by transport or the cold chain. So, that, you know, that's a lot of shots. So we do need to purchase, and we do need to show that we purchase them. When Dr. Walensky from the CDC said we don't know how many shots we have currently in the country, that is a problem, because if America purchased them, we should have basically a spreadsheet of what we purchased and what was shipped. Pretty simple stuff, just like with COVID. And you know, did COVID cause a death or not? Very simple. Did the person have a heart attack? Did the person have pneumonia? Did the person have COVID? Do we think it could be COVID-related or not? You could actually separate all of these in a simple spreadsheet and give people those numbers. But no. I don't understand where the bean counters are. So the president wants 10 million doses of the vaccine given out weekly. In fact, in my neck of the woods, when they opened up the convention center, there are places throughout the country that you could open up and use. I know there's a lot of storms coming, but once weather calms down, there's parks. You could actually have a nice open area and utilize a park. There could be paramedic parked, you know, at the park, ready on standby. It might even be easier for the paramedics to get to somebody. Yeah, there's a whole variety of ways to get people in a safe position. But the rollout is slow. And one of the reasons why the rollout is slow is because these agencies, these health departments are buying shots and the shots aren't coming in. That's why there's cancellations. People complain, oh, there's cancellations. Why? Well, because they were expected to be able to give out 4,000 shots, and they didn't get the doses. So, I mean, it's the... So, I think the... I support the administration to want to vaccinate 1.5 million people a day. Like the mRNA vaccine, assuming that, you know, we see hopefully very little side effects and anaphylaxis, and we can't relate any of the deaths that have been reported to it. But I think it's right now, you know, all talk, and if the companies aren't making the vaccines quick enough, it's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.